If you want me to tell you why I remarried, here's my story. Remarrying was the last thing I'd consider for 2 years after my divorce. I had heard about the high rate of remarriage failures. More importantly, I wondered how remarrying would affect my 10-year-old son. My heart ached when I saw my son draw a picture of himself, my ex-wife and me holding hands, with sadness on our faces. Since my parents have married and divorced 8 times altogether, I hoped my son would not have to go through the same pain I had experienced. As a result, my primary focus after the divorce was my relationship with my son John, not finding a wife. As time went by, my son gradually grew up. He became conscious of my loneliness and anxiety. One day, he asked me to consider dating. The first time he said this, I ignored him. The second time he brought it up, I reconsidered my reservations about dating. I began to date Maria. As our relationship developed over the following year, I was concerned about how my son would actually respond to her. At first, John's affection for Maria was lukewarm. For instance, he would hug her, but the act seemed mechanical. But after several months, he warmed up to her. Seeing that the time was ripe, I asked Maria to marry me. She accepted. So our family of 2 smoothly became a family of 3. Thinking back, I believe my remarrying was the right choice. Some single parents are still hesitant about remarrying. Now that you've heard my story, I hope you won't hesitate and let golden opportunities slip through your fingers.
在线英语听力室，感谢您的收听，请记住我们的网址 www.thingroom.com。